Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1128, getting back to our Hilchos Berachos. Okay, we spoke about, we've been talking about if somebody's eating something whereby in Shinoi Makim, of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makim. If somebody's eating something whereby there's a kafiyas, in other words, there is no Shinoi Makim, there's no, in other words, if they ran out, they came back, they did not have to remake the bracha like mazonos and so on, that of course goes without saying by benching, by bread. So what about, we've been talking about, what about the other items that they've been eating with it? Like, let's say, middle of a meal, right? Somebody has, a person washes and they ate the gazayas, bechtei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period, and then they had to run out. But when they come back, of course, they don't remake the hamaitzi. What about the other foods? What about the items where there is shinoi makim, like the drinks, let's say fruits, if they made the bracha beforehand and so on? So as long as they made the bracha beforehand on the fruits and the drinks, which they don't make the bracha anyways, when they come back, no extra bracha is needed, even though the hamoitzi, there is, you know, there's no shinoi makim. It's always because of the fact you have to bench in the place where you wait. But the other items schlep along, sort of like, and it's covered. It's sort of like an umbrella covering by the benching. Everything is covered by the benching. Okay. Now, and then we spoke about last time in reference to the cake and the coffee. The coffee also establishes, not the coffee, the cake establishes the place. We said somebody's eating together, so if they run out, as long as they eat a kazayis of the cake or cookies, right, or mazonos, whatever it is, b'chtei achilas pras, it would schlep along also the coffee. They would not have to remake the bracha on the coffee. Now, the question is, what about if you go somewhere else to somebody else's house? You go to a sheva brachas, you go to, sometimes people go shalashudas, and right, they'll wash at home, and then they'll go eat over there. So, what about over there? What do we say? In other words, if I come back home, I understand. I washed. I made a bracha. I made a kazayis bechtei achilas pras under the 4-minute period, right? So I established a place fine. So now I don't have to remake the bracha on my soda, on my drinks, everything else that I'm eating during the meal, or fruits, as long as I made a ha'etz before I left, right? Or hadama, if it's a cantaloupe, watermelon, or whatever the case is. So now when I come back, I wouldn't have to remake. But what about if I go somewhere else? How would that work? Right? So the halacha is just real quickly to Chazarova that lechatchila, again, lechatchila, b'di'evid, it's a little bit different, but lechatchila, if one knows they're going to be going somewhere else, like sometimes somebody goes to finish eating by a shefer brachas, they'll start eating at home, they'll eat by a shefer brachas, right? We said shalosh sudos sometimes by simcha, wedding, whatever the case might be. But as long as lechatchila, what one should do is when they wash, right? How to work it when one washes, they make the hamaitzi at home, let's say, right? So have in mind that you want to, in the middle of the meal, you will be leaving and finishing that meal, your meal, in the other place, wherever it might be. And that is lechatchila. Now, what you have to do in the other place, we always like to chazer over these halachas, is so important. This comes up all the time. We have to have it straight. In the other place, you have to make sure that you eat some bread, challah, matzah, right? It does not have to be a kazayis, but it has to be bread. It can't be like cake. You can't go and eat cake, you know, by the shefer brachas, you'll eat cake. And that'll do it. Then you'll bench over there. That's not lechatchila. That's not going to work. You have to make sure that you eat bread. It does not have to be a kazayis, but you do have to eat bread in the other place. Now, what about? So I made I established a place at home. I ate my kazayis bechtei achilas pras at home, and I had a mind, a hamoitzi, I'm going to finish eating the meal in the other place. Now, when you get to the other place, you won't eat fruits, right? You won't eat fruits. So you have to make a bracha on the fruits. Now, let's say you made a bracha on the fruits at home, right? You took a piece of cantaloupe at home. You made a hadoma, right? So, and it's part of your meal. It's part of your meal, right? You have to make fruits. As we know, you have to make a bracha. Well, let's say by wine, right? You took some wine. You took some grape juice at home, and you made a bar priagafen. Somebody drinks wine. Now, we're not talking about on Shabbos by kiddush. Let's say during the week, somebody drinks wine or grape juice during the meal because of the chashivas in kufayin dalad. You have to make a bracha on the wine and the grape juice. Now, what about when I go over there to the other place, right? What about the drinks? I drink some soda, which I don't make a bracha on at home, right? I drink water. It's all part of my meal. Do I have to make a bracha on all those other things when I get to the other place, when I get to the shever brachas, when I get to the shalosh sudos, right? Even though I made the bracha ready at home, let's say in the case in time on fruits, on wine, or even the drinks, which, as we know, by drinks there is shinoi makom, right? There is a concept of shinoi makom. By fruits there is a concept of shinoi makom, right? But so the answer is no. Since it's all part of the meal, as long as you made the ha'etz or the hadama on the fruit that you want to eat in your house at home, right? When you started your meal, and now you want to continue eating that fruit or take other fruit or whatever the case is, all part of the same meal in the other place, you would not remake the bracha. Same thing by drinks. If you want to take a drink over there and it's all part of the meal, you're continuing on the meal. The Sheva Bracha is continuing on the meal in the Shalosh Sudos or whatever it might be. You would not have to remake brachas on the drinks. Same thing by wine. Same thing by grape juice, says the Bir Halacha. As long as you made the bracha on the wine or the grape juice at home, you would not have to remake the bracha in the other place. It's all covered by the benching. And since you bench with the place where you finish, which is over there, it's all part of one long meal, and you only make one bracha. You don't have to make two brachas, even though you changed places in the middle. You walked out in the middle, you changed places, which lachatchila was okay because you had it in mind by the hamaitzi. Now, if you did not make the bracha of ha'etz or hadama on the fruits at home, then of course you would have to make it in the other place because of the fact it's a new place. It's like as though you would be at home. Same thing at home, same thing in the other place. When you eat fruits by your meal, you have to make a bracha, right? Whether it's hadama, ha'etz, whatever the fruit is, you have to a cantaloupe, watermelon, right? There would be hadama if you're going to eat them. Plum, apple, whatever. So you're gonna make a ha'etz. Same thing over at home. You make it over there. You make it once. That's the point over here. And the same thing will be by dessert. Somebody, let's say, starts eating chocolates, right? It's all, again, part of my same meal. I didn't, like, bench at home and start again. We're talking about it's all part of the meal. I made a shahakal, right? I'm eating chocolates here and I want to eat chocolates there. It's all chocolates. Somebody's chocolate in the middle of the meal. You're gonna make a shahakal. That's like a dessert type food. So then you're gonna make, and you would not have to remake the bracha over there. So the bottom line is the benching in general covers, right, the meal continues on. There's one shahakal, there's one ha'etz, one hadama, whatever the type of bracha that you make in the middle of the meal. And on drinks that you don't make a bracha, of course, you would not make a new bracha in the second place. Wine, grape juice, where you make a hagafen, as long as you made a hagafen at home, you would not make it in the second place. If you did not make all these brachas at home, of course, you make them in the second place. And of course, when you bench, that is considered the after bracha on all these items because it's considered one long meal. Again, l'chatchila, as long as you had it in mind when you made the hamoitzi at home, having in mind to go finish in the other place. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha. Kol tuv.